setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how to get there. You were created to fill a unique role. That means despite what you're feeling about yourself or what you've been told, you do matter a tremendous amount. And so once you realize that, you also need to realize that you have a duty then to be you. It's not just making you feel good, making you feel valuable. You have to be valuable. That's why we're here, for others. And so we believe strongly here at The Ken Coleman Show that you do have talent and you do have passion. You really do. Two separate things, but they work beautifully together. They intersect together in your sweet spot. You use what you do best, talent and skills and strengths, to do what you love to do most. Work that makes your heart come alive, that creates results that matter deeply to you. And oh, by the way, you can make really good money in your sweet spot. Certainly enough money for you. 844-747-2577, the number, 844-747-2577, the number for you to jump in. The email for the show is ask@kencoleman.com, the website kencoleman.com, and we'd love for you to join us on Instagram at Ken Coleman there. All right, let's go. Michael's on the line in New York. Michael, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
So my question was, so I've already graduated college about a year and a half ago, and I'm in the workforce, but not a huge fan of my job. So I was wondering, is it possible to go back to school without incurring more student loans through scholarships and such?
Absolutely it is. In fact, that's a timely question. My colleague, Anthony O'Neill, and the book is entitled Debt-Free Degree, and I'm going to give it to you. That's my gift to you today. Why not just give you that? Because he's going to walk you through step by step how you can go get the degree without going into debt. So the answer is yes, and then I'm going to give you the actual guide on how to do it. Now the question becomes, are you absolutely positive that you need to go back to school? Having just graduated college, I want to know why you think you need to go back to school.
Yeah, that's something I've been thinking about quite a bit lately, but I've been thinking, so I currently work as at a desk job as a software engineer, and I don't think the desk job is quite for me, so I've been thinking about going into a trade, something where I can do more.
Great, what trade?
Work.
Give me an idea. What? Yeah, because you've had a couple ideas, at least one, pop in your head.
Yeah, I've really thought about doing something along the lines of carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
That one, mainly.
Okay. So you don't need to go to school for that. What you need to do is go to work. And there are some trade schools that I certainly think you could take some of those. But as far as a four-year school goes, you don't need that. What you need to do is start hanging around carpenters. And in every spare hour you've got from that desk job until you find a job working on a carpentry crew or something like that. I mean, you're right out of school. What are you making right now?
Right now I make just like $73,000.
Ooh, that's good money, my man. That's really good money.
Yeah,
okay, so
but I have quite a bit of student loans, so.
Yeah, good. Okay, so what would be the ideal job if we just made it happen tomorrow in carpentry? What would you be doing? Would you be ultimately are you leading a framing crew? Are you doing your own renovations as far as you got your own business where you're doing home renos? Well, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I'd love to have my own business building homes.
Okay, so that's the contractor. So it really would be great for you. Are you in an engineering job? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, see, that engineering background is going to help you. And then the other thing that's going to help you is just hanging around contractors and learning what they do every day, you know, how they organize their business, how they deal with their subs, what does the payment situation look like, you know, how much, you know, general knowledge do they have on general construction? I would say a good bit. So if you've got, how much student loans do you have to pull to pay off?
Left. So I've been following you and Dave Ramsey for a little over a year now. So good. I've paid off about $30,000 since February.
Way to go. How much you got left?
Sorry about that. I have about $55,000 left.
Okay, let me tell you what I think your plan is. Since you know you want to get into carpentry, I'll still give you Anthony's book, Debt-Free Degree, but you really need my proximity principle book, to be honest with you, because this is all about getting in proximity to people that are in construction and contractors that are that are building homes, because that's who you want to be. So what I want you to do is stay in this engineer job right now, but you're going to change your entire attitude about it and going, and you're going, this $73,000 a year that I'm making as an engineer is allowing me to pay off debt at a really impressive rate, and you've done so and you're doing great. Stay in that role, okay, until the loans are paid off, and then maybe a little bit longer, but you're going to look to transition, okay, into the construction world, even on a part-time basis, because you're young, you've got the extra time. I'd like to see you move into that by literally working on weekends. If you can, if they're doing construction on the weekend, which usually they are, you find some local contractors in your area and you start hanging out with them, say, hey, I'll volunteer. I'm looking to learn the basics of this trade so that I can ultimately be you one day. And that is going to be appealing to some people. And you keep after that until somebody goes, yeah, man, I'll take you under my wing. I'll give you X amount of hours. And again, whether it's volunteering or getting paid, you need to get in proximity to people who are doing what you want to do. So I'm going to give you two books today. It's early Christmas here on the Ken Coleman Show. So we're going to give you that. Speaking of giving you things, I am a part, as you heard that young man say, a part of the Ramsey Network, which means I'm part of Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey. My mentor and my leader, you could call him the executive producer of the Ken Coleman Show. How about that? And as a part of Ramsey Solutions, we've created a great tool that is helping a lot of people, and it's going to help you. So our team has built a great tool that'll show you what types of coverage you need depending on your age, employment status, and stage of life. It's covering everything from health insurance to your will to identity theft protection and a lot more. It's called the Coverage Checkup, and it's free, and it only takes you about 5 minutes. 5 minutes just to make sure that you're covered. Talk about sleeping better at night. This will help you. So you'll answer just a few questions and then get a customized to-do list from our team. Text the word checkup, all one word, no space, just text checkup to 33789. That's 33789. Text the word checkup and we'll get you a link so you can take it. And we've had so many of our listeners do this. Happy to bring this free resource back to you. All right, coming up, more of your calls. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get six templates for, ready for this? $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. Helping you see the light at the end of the tunnel. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So excited to have you with us. One day at a time, one caller at a time. Helping men and women get clear on the age-old question. What am I supposed to do with my life? It's not the giant, unsolvable mystery that only a few fortunate souls haplessly stumble into. There's a actual process that we have identified and we break down for you, really simple. If you can answer what you do best, that's natural, raw talent that can be honed into skills. These are hard skills and soft skills is the way our culture talks about them. And then this is what you love to do most. Work that you look forward to. Work that when you're engaged in it, time seems to absolutely disappear. And it creates a result, your work does, that means something to you. Something that you're proud of. something that makes you feel that significance that we all long for, because we know inherently, intrinsically, that we are here on this planet for others, not just for us. And so that is the process. That is getting clear. And then once we get clear on who we are and what we want to do and why we want to do it, then we have to get knowledge, get qualified, right? We got to get qualified. What do I need to learn, do to get qualified? Then we need to get in the game, get on the ladder, put that first step forward, step on that bottom rung, get in. And then we get busy, right? And now it's all about experience and connections. And then you're going to realize, hey, this is fun. There's some real momentum going on here. Before you know it, you're stepping closer and closer to that dream job, doing work you love. And by the way, it continues to evolve. I'm living the dream, and yet nowhere close to finished, Lord willing. 844-747-2577, the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. A little bit later, this segment going to send you to a great new post on the five people you need to meet when you start a new job. How do you start right? Well, that's new content from us. I'll tell you how to get it in a little bit. But first, Noelle's on the line in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
So I think I found my sweet spot. What I really want to do is help young adults like overcome anxiety, fear, and then also work on personal development. And the big thing in there is the personal development aspect. And so I kind of want to tell you what I'm thinking of doing, get your thoughts on it. Okay. I'm thinking of maybe getting certified to become a life coach, mm-hmm. and then also work towards my in counseling. So kind of does both of those aspects within my sweet spot.
Yeah. Okay. And you kind of broke up there. So you said the life coach, I heard, and then what type of counseling?
Get my master's in counseling.
Oh, okay, good. Get your master's in counseling. Okay. So I assume then that you've run the numbers on that, numbers meaning two things. Number one, what it cost you, and then how long it's going to take.
Yep, I have. So before I started listening to you, I thought of staying at my current job, which doesn't involve anything like this, mm-hmm. to help fund that. But now knowing that the proximity principle is so important, I know I would have to cash flow this to make sure I don't go in debt. Yep. And it would take me around 3 years to get my master's in counseling, and then maybe like six months to a year for the life coach certification.
Okay, great. I love that. So let's just say... safely that we're talking about 4 years from now, you come out and you're qualified, ready to go. That's not as long as you think it is. It may seem like a long time, but I want to encourage you that it's not as long as you think. And in those 4 years, and it may be 3.5, but in the 3.5 to 4 years, you have a tremendous amount of runway, which is going to help you step triumphantly into the career on that ladder and move up the ladder quicker, because you're going to be so strategic with relationships and using that proximity principle that we talk about, which says in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. And so you've got a lot of time to be making connections. How much do you make in your current role?
$57,000.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that I think would be, what's your relationship family status?
Really close with them. My mom's also a counselor, so kind of it runs in the family.
But I mean, are you married?
Oh, I'm single.
You're single. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wonder if you couldn't pick up a part-time gig in this process where you are in the counseling field. Or in that life coaching field, meaning you're working for a successful counselor or coach, so you got a counseling business locally, and if you could even just do office hours, you know, where you're just doing, you know, some support work, but you're just in the game, you know what I mean? It's like you're not, if I use a football analogy, you're not the starting quarterback or the starting running back, you're on special teams, you know, and so you're mm-hmm. You're just doing kickoffs and punts, but you're a viable part of the team and you're playing a support role, and that gets you in the space. And I just think that that's something you should consider if you can do that. Don't feel the pressure to do that. But that is a great proximity principle practice. and that's called A Place to Learn. It's one of the five places in my best-selling book, meaning no pressure. It's a part-time gig or even volunteer situation, and so it's not your livelihood, low pressure, but you're in there and you're observing and you're making connections. So I would consider that as well in that process.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. You might find that you can, you know, get a job that pays maybe half of what you're making now, and that's extra money, which is going to help fund the master's degree program. So if you're all in and you want to get after it, I think the counseling degree is a good way to go, because you can do the counseling, and then the life coaching is something you can kind of do on the side a little bit slower, because that is a straight entrepreneurial play. You got to build your own business. Whereas as a licensed counselor, you know, you can go work for an established counseling business.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was taking, because life coaching blows out and I do it really well. I could use the knowledge from counseling to help fund my own program. Or if life coaching isn't the route I want to go, I have this other counseling route.
That's right.
So I'm kind of trying to play both ways.
That's right. Well, and I think what you need to do is, again, a part of the proximity principle, the best-selling book, is, hey, I need to get around people that are in both of those spaces and have coffee and lunch and ask them how they got where they are. Pros and cons to their day, what they love most, what they like the least, and become an expert on what the day-to-day looks like for people in both of those roles. And what you're doing there is you are clarifying and verifying. And you go, okay, I think I would much rather do this. And then who do you most want to counsel? Why? You know, that's a question you need to answer in this process as well. And then, hey, I want you to stay tuned, because there is a day coming. I don't know the time. And I don't know all the details, but we're going to need an army of career and life coaches to extend the Ken Coleman Show message, so I can send people to an army of people who believe what I believe and will teach the same values, the same methodology, to walk alongside people as they run their race. Hey, speaking of running the race, every day we're getting emails and social media messages from you folks. You're stepping into work that may not be the dream job, but it is in proximity and it's getting you in the field and giving you a ladder. And so we recently wrote a great post called The Five People You Should Meet When Starting a New Job. And we had some fun with this. And so I want you to go to Instagram. And you need to check this out on Instagram at Ken Coleman. And we have a link in my profile. To this blog post, The Five People You Should Meet When Starting a New Job. And so these are real people. We give them kind of a name and a role. You got to check this out. And I'll give you a hint. We use some profiles, some pictures from the characters from the famous TV show, The Office. And so check it out. Your leader, the real boss, the senior, the benefits pro, and the professional. We have some fun with this. This post is blowing up at Instagram at Ken Coleman. We have a link to it there. So go check it out. All right. You hear that music? That's Joe politely reminding me we got some bills to pay, and you do too. We're all working for each other here on the Ken Coleman Show. Don't go anywhere. More calls coming right up. Hey folks, Ken Coleman with you. If you've ever had to look for a job, you know it's stressful. Combing through job openings and feeling lost in the shuffle. ZipRecruiter knows that the general experience of looking for a job is pretty sucky. That's why they figured out a way to make it unsucky. When you sign up on ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a free profile. Then you get matched to great jobs, plus a lot more. Go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Setting the pace for you as you seek to run your race, or start to run your race, or keep running your race. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show, different kind of talk radio show. The world did not need another political talk show. The airwaves are doing quite all right there. So we're excited to be a lighthouse for you during your week, because you're going to spend 40 hours minimum, right? Most of you at the job over your lifetime. We know from recent data that on average, Americans will spend 90,000 plus hours at work in their lifetime. My goodness gracious, why in the world would you be okay working in a job you hate? Doing work that you have no connection to. Yikes. That's why people have a case of the Monday, Sunday night. They call them, the young generation now is calling them the Sunday scaries. Right? And people are miserable. Oh my gosh, I got to make it through for five more days. I just got to get through to Friday night when I can go drink my face off. It's pathetic. Now, I'm not judging you. I'm just simply saying that is no way to live. Let's get you on purpose. Let's look at what you do best, what you love to do most. How can you use what you do best to do what you love to do most? That is the simple formula. You have the answers. It's my job to get it out of you. 844-747-2577. Boy, I'm going to try this one. I think I'm hooked on phonics. We'll see. Julie's on the line in New Braunfels, Texas. Julie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Short version is about, I'm 50 and about, I'm super nervous too. About,
don't be nervous. It's just me. Forget about everybody else.
Well, it's a hard subject for me.
I get it.
About 4 years ago, I thought I was on top of the world in my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I had was that I had applied for a manager's position in retail,
mm-hmm.
and was given the assistant managers for lack of experience. I wasn't quite ready. Mm-hmm. I was okay with that. Mm-hmm. I figured that's how it would go. But the problem was they hired an older woman who had more experience, and I was told that I needed to train her in the culture and in the policies and procedures of this certain company.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I tried to do that, and I probably wasn't very good at it because I'm pretty direct, she was not open to anything I ever had to say.
Mm-hmm.
She knew more than I did. She just didn't know the specific culture, and she was learning it on her own. And the short version is there was a lot of resentment until one day I made an absolute honest mistake and was fired mm-hmm. over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an easy solution for her.
Mm-hmm.
But what it did was crush me, and so it took away my sweet spot.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. It hurt you, but it did not take away your sweet spot. You didn't all of a sudden lose your talent. You didn't lose what you do best because she fired you. You did not lose your heart, your passion, work that makes you excited when you think about it, gives you joy when you're in the middle of it, and creates results that mean something to you. You did not lose those things. What you lost, if anything, was just an opportunity to move up a ladder in that particular location. But you just got hurt, and it hurt deeply. It's a form of rejection. You felt like a failure. There's a lot of stuff there that was just kind of, it was a cocktail of yuck. And there was resentment on both sides, is my guess, between you and this other person. So you didn't lose anything. You got kicked out of the nest, and it's the way I look at it. So what do you want to do? Forget all that. Yeah, you do. You actually do. Yeah, you do. I'm putting you on the spot because I believe in you so much, and I know that you've thought about something. You've at least allowed your mind to wonder. I want to know if I took away all the risk, Julie. No risk. It was guaranteed that you could get the gig and you would be successful in the gig just to try it out, not committing the rest of your life to it. What would you choose?
I think I would probably be self-employed as a merchandiser, a contractor merchandiser.
No, how easy was that? How easy was that?
The hard part is trying to find one how to do that. And a lot of times when you have those, they're contractor and they just don't, they're part-time, and there's just doesn't seem to be enough money in that.
Well, but all you just did was give me the list of all the things that could go wrong instead of what would be great about being a merchandiser who works for yourself and what would have to be true for you to be a successful merchandiser. All you did was give me all the, well, sometimes it's this and sometimes it's that and sometimes it's this, as opposed to, because you know all the potential negatives, you also know the alternative positives. So what would need to be true? Give me three positive statements that aren't Pollyanna positive, just facts. What would need to be true for you to be successful on your own as a merchandiser?
The ability to cash flow any startup for one, but
okay.
I don't even know if it's possible.
Yes, you do.
People who want you to come out and do that.
Okay, well, okay. Well, wait a second. What would you be merchandising? Are we talking about retail outlet, retail locations for clothing?
No.
What?
No.
What would you be merchandising?
Really, I'd probably anything with a set plan. Right now I've done some gardening merchandising and things like that, where I go in and build displays and set those up for another vendor in another store.
Okay.
According to what they want.
What do you like about that? Let's just identify why that was the thing that popped out of your mind when I took away all your risk. What do you like about it?
It's on my own, and I don't have to, it's on my time, on my schedule, and there's not a lot of, I'm by myself, and it takes away a lot of,
Great. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. You have come up with all the reasons why it might be difficult, instead of going, who could I do this for? And I think the steps forward for you are to do it for somebody else and then consider, what's the best way? Is there a way for me to do this for myself? But you've just given me the top of the mountain, which is what I asked for. And I think that's something you got to be thinking about. But when we identify a mountain we want to climb, we don't just go down to the sporting goods store, buy all these heavy clothes, and then just start climbing the mountain. That would be absurd, right?
Right.
Okay, then. So what's the best way for you to learn the industry to put yourself in a position that maybe 3 to 5 years from now, you can do something on the side and then grow your way into a full-time thing? So who could you work for doing that type of work? That's what you're looking for. You know the type of work you want to do. You just described it beautifully for us. So again, if you're drawing a circle around your location, your zip code, and surrounding zip codes, who would offer me, or who could offer me the opportunity to do something very similar to that? Still have a lot of autonomy, but still working for somebody else. So you learn the business. It's the best way to get in to your own business. For those of you out there who go, Ken, I want to do this for myself, then the best way to figure out how to do that is get paid by somebody else to do what you want to do for your own self down the road, right? Let's go get paid to learn my trade. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Every once in a while, I say something that rhymes and I get a little excited, right? The best way to learn is to get paid to learn about my trade, right? I mean, that's just good. Get paid to learn about your trade. See how they're doing it. Make notes. What would I do differently if I had my own place? And make the connections while you're learning. See, that's what proximity does. It helps you learn, do, and connect. It helps you learn, do, and connect. So get around people that are doing what you want to do, Julie. Get in places where what you want to do is happening. Trade shows, use that web of connections, and opportunity will present itself to you. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Marching to my own beat. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Love hearing those drums. It's an instrument I never played that I wish I would have. What is your beat? Huh? You were put on this planet to march to your own beat. It's all about figuring out that song, that beat that you're supposed to play, because you're supposed to play it not just for your benefit. In fact, it's rarely for our benefit. The benefit we get is the significance to know that we played the song we were supposed to play. We played the role we were created to fill. That's why we're here. Clarity is just around the corner. Who am I? What am I supposed to do with my life? Why am I here? Well, we're going to look at your sweet spot. And we're talking about in a professional context because we believe that we're not here just working to live. On the Ken Coleman Show, trying to help men and women live to work. Not about salary and stuff, but doing something that contributes to our world. This is what we long for. So we're going to look at what you do best. That's talent, strength, skills. What you love to do most. That's work that you look forward to, brings you the juice when you're engaged in it, and creates a result that matters something greatly to you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Andrew, who's on the line in Long Beach, California. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Andrew.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, how can I help?
So right now I'm kind of in the, I'm looking long-term. I'm trying to find a long-term situation for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I currently do accounting, and I do enjoy numbers. I love numbers, spreadsheets, finances. But I'm also a people person, so it's kind of tough sometimes, like being an accountant and also being a people person. Maybe I've just been unlucky in the companies I've worked for, but I've been lucky in, like, what would be the best, you know?
Yeah, so this is interesting, and I'm going to oversimplify what you've given me so far, but if you took what you do right now, which you enjoy a large part of it sounds like to me, it sounds like what's missing is the people interaction, and dare I say, you miss the team element?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
What have you, so what do you not have, like, you're a part of a company right now, correct?
Yes, yes.
What's the team dynamic look like for you now, or lack thereof?
It's very small. It's very small. There's about 7 people in the office.
Gotcha.
So we do interact, but not often. There'll be times where, you know, it's just I'm on my own for pretty much all day. We don't even see each other, but every now and then we will interact.
Okay. Yeah. So this is interesting, but the function of your work, meaning having to crunch the numbers, see patterns, fix problems, those kind of things that weren't around numbers. You enjoy that part. It's just the human element. The interaction is what you're craving. And so I just wonder if you were, and this isn't necessarily related to the size of your company or the size of your team, but I think what I'm talking about is I think you need a role where you are obviously responsible for numbers, spreadsheets, patterns, budgets, solving those type of problems, identifying problems and dealing with that, but that it is a highly interactive role, meaning that you're either leading a team of people like that, you know, and I'm saying these are just ideas, so either leading a team like that, or the very function of the role requires you to have a lot of interaction throughout the day while doing those other accounting functions. And I think that's very, very attainable. That's all around you. It's just, I think you're doing the right thing in the wrong place is how I would analyze what you're dealing with.
The way I was looking at either like joining a larger company that maybe does greater good or something like a financial advisor or something like that.
Yeah, see, there's the human contact. There's the, okay, I'm collaborating. So I absolutely add financial advisor to that list, but you're a successful accountant right now, and so if there are some things you would need to get qualified for and need to do to become a financial advisor, so I'd stay in accounting until you get all that, but I'd look to move up because of your experience. It's very relevant. I'd look to get in a better environment where you are let's just call it a numbers guy, and you're in a role where, again, the human contact is like a part of the fabric is what I'm looking for here, right? So all those numbers, functions, and things that you love, the technical part of the job is still there, but we've put in a couple of strands, if you will, of human contact and the functionality of your job has got a lot of collaboration and just bumping into people. And that's huge. That's really good. And I really appreciate you calling, Andrew. So let's just identify multiple roles that will scratch that itch, and then go do your homework simultaneously on what do I need to learn and do to become a certified financial advisor. And again, because you listen to my show, you're probably aware that I'm a part of the Ramsey Network here at Ramsey Solutions. DaveRamsey.com, a great place to go for anybody that wants to eventually be a financial advisor. We've got a list of SmartVestor pros in your area. And these are men and women who believe the way that Dave believes and the way that I believe. They've been vetted. These are great people to say, hey, I listen to the Ken Coleman Show. He's a part of the Dave Ramsey Network. And he wrote this best-selling book called The Proximity Principle, which says that in order to do what I want to do, I've got to be around people that are doing what I want to do and in places where I want to, where what I want to do is happening. And oh, by the way, you're it. And I'd love to bug you for coffee or lunch sometime just to bring a notebook and a pencil and ask you a bunch of questions. And who doesn't want to feel valuable? And when you present it that way, those men and women are going to feel valuable. And get some advice from them. How'd they get where they are now? What'd they do? What do they think you need to do? Who do they think you need to connect with? Will they make those connections? What places do you need to be in? Will they make those introductions? So this is not rocket science. I had some guy attack me on social media the other day. Like, yeah, it's just pretty simple. It's about, is this whole proximity thing is about just getting around the right people in the right place. I'm like, yeah, you bozo. That's what we said. But we wrote it because people don't do it. I didn't say it was rocket science. I just said, you need to do it. I didn't reply, folks. I don't ever reply. Fun stuff. Okay, quick social media question. Speaking of social media, you can tweet a question at Ken Coleman, post a question on Instagram at Ken Coleman. Our Facebook page is just search the Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. And then we have the official Ken Coleman community now on Facebook. That's where this question comes from. Lori says, how do you use the proximity principle when you're so time poor, you don't have any time to meet or even talk to anyone outside of the grocery store? Now, I appreciate the question, Lori, that you feel this way is sad to me because you're just not in tune with everything that's going on in your life. You need to step back. And I think what I'd have you do is get with a truth teller in your life, a friend or family member who'll just shoot you really straight. And let's find some time in your schedule. My goodness. You know, one of the things Dave Ramsey tells people when we start getting the budgets, let's cut out all the unnecessaries. I would say the same thing on your time. If you think you don't have time to meet with somebody, there's a lot of unnecessaries in your time budget. Cut some stuff out. In less than 5 minutes, I could find all kinds of time every week for you to get in proximity to the people you need to be around. All right, before I let you go, folks, remember you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.